Agoda is not effective. You see, if you could make a libun, if he could make a libun, so a libun doesn't require that it should be left idle for 24 hours, because the libun burns out completely. But in a malda is usually of wood. I mean, it's impossible to make a libun in a malda, in a shovel. So, and then hagole, as far as hagole is concerned, so even though, I mean, the truth is that if you have shishim in the mayim, neged the east, so then hagole is effective even if you did even stay 24 hours. But the answer is here, hagole would not be effective even if you have a mayim. Why? Because kol dovah shetashmishi al de'eir, so requires libun, not hagole. And here the shovel is tashmishi al de'eir, so mele hagole is not effective. But so he says kol zman shibasyim elimhanem hagole. Why is hagole not effective? So even if there is shishim in the mayim, hagole not be effective because it's tashmishi al de'eir. Viloi klipe bichlei umnes, because here the blie is aldeish mamesh, so the blie is more thorough than kiriklipe. So mele, just by peeling off the outside layer of wood from the shovel, that will not be enough, because that will remove only the outside layer, but there is blie in the interior as well. All right. Alright, now. Miu kisheina ben yeme. Muta lishtamish bo. Veligozru sheina ben yeme yota ben yeme. Afil lechatchile. Kibn de leefsha, the taz, and see, in the yamin shachri, and see if you test. Shari yod kichovim lo yishmalei. La aso ismardo chadosho. Bichol pam she shinshpicho leo shalise. Atkan lishinati. Now. So he says the question is, there is a aloche that lechatchile we are not allowed to use a kele that is not a beyeme, even though it's a tampon. Lechatchile you are not allowed. So he says kimdel yefsher sharev kichovim lo yale laasis mardo chadosho v'chol pam sheyish becholo shalisa. But you see, so in other words, so the lotion is the lotion of Machaber is Mishim Di'ifsha Ben Yenachem. So still he says the Shach Afilu Lechatchile Yitzmuta. So Monev Shach, even Lechatchile Yitzmuta. So why does he have to, the Machaber have to spell out the reason because Di'ifsha Ben Yenachem? Let's say that it is Efsha Ben Yenachem, even Lechatchile. Even lechatchile, so it's muta. So the Shach explains it. Why is it muta lechatchile? Kim de leyefshe. So monef shech. If the reason is lechatchile, to bishtamish in a kele that is not a beyeme, that has a bliya sisa that is not a beyeme. So why does this? Do we say that it's muta because yefshe beyenachia? So that means it's like the Eved. So the lotion of the Shach is not smooth. So he should say, so the ligos rosheini beyeme yot beyeme, the havi ki deevet, kim de leefsha. But the lotion of the Shach is not the havi ki deevet. So he says, afil lechatchile, kim de leefsha. So some explain it that actually, you see, here this lechatchile is not like the chatchile that is mentioned in Simen Kof Kuf Chav Beis, that lechatchile you are allowed to cook in a pot that has a blie of isar, even though it's not a beyeme. As far as that lechatchile is concerned, so even if there is some difficulty, even if there is a hardship, lechatchile you're not allowed. But here, that lechatchile doesn't appear. Why? Because who is doing it? A goy is doing it. It's a Gentile baker. The Jew comes in to the goy and he makes an order that the goy is going. So if it had been Osa the Eved, so then it So the fact that the baker, the one who does it, is a goy, has no relevance, because it's also the heft is also David. But in view of the fact that this tamliv gam is not also David, it's only also lechatchile. So mele we say here, since he's a goy is not mechuyev mitzvahs. I mean, not mechuyev neni mitzvahs. Certainly not in a mitzvah lechatchile of the rabbonon. So that's why we say, since it's Yevsha Binyan Achaiya, so Mimele it's Muter. Not that in every case where the Evit is Muter, so if there is a problem, so it's considered like them. That's not so. This is the Heter that some Machshirim employ, unfortunately. I mean, they work wherever there is a question of another $1,000 for the owner, so they say, is the Evet. It's not like that. Because the Evet means the Evet, and just the hardship situation does not make it the Evet. But here, there is a l'chatchila yitzoseh to bake or to cook in a cliche in a beyeh. It's also. So even if there is a hardship situation, it's also. But as far as that lechatchila is concerned, the general lechatchila, it doesn't apply to a case where a goy does it. Because he is now in by of cooking or baking in a kele that has a bria sisa, that is a nation of dam. He's not bound. He does all the things. I mean, the Jew doesn't do it. He's just a customer. He just places an order. But there is another lechatchila. There is another lechatchile. I mean, that's from the Gemara Daf Samach Vov. It's mashma that where there is another lechatchile that where it's possible to bake it, to get it without any bria or viser, so then he shouldn't do it. So as far as that special lechatchile is concerned, so we say, because it's Yevsha Binyan Achaiya, so that's why it's Mutar. That's the reason as to why the Shach formulated it that way. Not because it has a din of David, because if he hadn't been a goy, let's say if it had been Jewish ownership, so then he couldn't. But only because he's a goy, he's allowed. So, but there is another lechatchile in a non-hardship situation. There is another lechatchile that he shouldn't even go and buy, acquire something that is being cooked or baked in a kele that has a bli of his. But that special drabanon doesn't apply to a hardship situation. All right. Pas chamo shemunach al gabi chov yis psucho shol yayin esech aso vidavke imunachas neged amigufo avon la pas seynes afilu ima chov yis psucho oi pas chamo vichov yis migufo piristumo muta vim hoyo paseiri oser ima pas chamo afil chov yis migufo. Now, the Mechaber paskens like the Rifshit, that the Rif and the Rambam, generally, that, I mean, the Aloche is like Levi, that Reiche is Lav Milse, but Lechatchile, it is also. Lechatchile, it is also. Now, so we would expect the Mechaber to pask in connection with the Machlikes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda and Reb Yesi, the Afrit Anoyi, also to pask like the Rif and the Rambam. But here the Mechaber deviates from the Pesach of the Rambam. Let's see how the Rambam passes. Except for this, the Pesach of the Mechaber is completely like the Rambam. But here there is a deviation. Now let's see how the Rambam passes. Now, the Mechaber says, "Im hoyo paseirim, oser im a pas chamo afil chovis miguf." If it's paseirim, because paseirim is shave, but if it's pasritim, so then it is oser only if it's pas chamo al gabei chovis psuch. Now the Gemara said there, The Gemara says, "My laf tanoi." Omer Rav Mori, "Ktanoi." Horei de paschamo unson al pichov yishayin shel trumo. Rav Meir Reiser, Rav Yude Mater, Rav Yitzi Mater b'shal chitin, veiza b'shal seirim, nishasirim shiaveis. My laf tanoi, the marso varich lav milsi, marso varich milsi. Lilevi vade tanoi, lirav neim tanoi. Omer Rav, di kulal merich milsi. Lav itmar alo da'i, Omer Rav Achone, Omer Rishlokish, b'paschamo b'chov yispsucho divrehakal oser, b'pasenes b'chov yismigupo divrehakal muter, lo inech li kol paschamo b'chov yischumo, pasenes b'chov yispsucho, voname ki paschamo b'chov yispsucho dami. So we saw last time that the Rif says that Alibi de Levi, so this is not so. I mean, Rish Lakish, its memory is not Alibi de Levi. So since we pass like Levi, so Memele it is muter even be pass Hamo bechovis psuch. This is the Rif sheet, not like Teisa sheet. Now in the Rambam follows the Rif sheet, the Rambam. Now, Perktesvov Milchestrumes Aloch Yud Gimel, the Rambam says, Horei de paschamo vinosno al pichov yeshal yayin trumo. Im hoi so pas chitim areze muteres. In other words, in all cases, even if it's a chov yesh psuch, but as long as the pas is chitim, so it's not sheyaveis, so then it's muta. In other words, but Rish Lakish says that where it's paschamo v'chov yipsuch, everybody agrees that it's osa. The answer is the Rambam follows the sheet of the Rif. This Rish Lakish agrees with Rav that Rechemil say. So that's why he says what he says. But according to Levi, that Rechelav mil say, so even paschamo v'chov yipsucho it's muta. Oh, but then he says, we shall say the masureis mipnei. Shesheyaves. We shall say Rimasurim Mipnei Shesheyaves. So, in other words, because the Shittas Rambam is, the Shittas Rif and the Rambam, that is vis a vis Seirim, it has nothing to do with Reichen. So, there it's like Zeir. There it's Mamoshes Mamish, like Zeir. So, I say it. But Rashishit is not like that. Rashishit is that even Seirim is based upon Reichen, but the Rambam and the Rif Shiti is the Tzeirim is not based upon Reichen. Basheim Kein, if it's Chitin, so the Rambam Shiti is that even if it's Pas Chamo and Vichov is Psucho, so it's still Muta. Now the Mechaber paskens completely, except for this, so it paskens completely like the Rambam. But here is he differs from the Rambam. So here he says Pas Chamo Shemunach Al Gabichov is Psucho Shol Yain Esach Asuris. Vidavki menachas neged amguf, avol im apas seinenes. So, but if it is paschamo, even if it's chitin, and it's menachas neged amgufo, that means chov yes psucho. So then it's osa. Then it's osa. So it's not like the Rambam. So I mean they always the kasher against the mechab. Avon pasim nafel chov yes psucho paschamo vchov yes megufo muta. V'imoyo paseirim osa. Im paschamo afil chov yes megufo. So it seems that the Mechaber, even though he passes like the Rif and the Rambam, but on this point, that the Rif and the Rambam say that Rish Lakish's memory is only Alibi the Rav, but it's not Alibi the Levi, and Tesis is Chelek. So on this question, the Mechaber passes like Tesis, not like the Rambam. And here he says, So how can it be explained? Monefshech. If Reiche is love milse, so why should we say Bishlei megabi seirim? So it's more than Reiche. There it's like Zeir, because the wine evaporates, and if it is some mele, so it absorbs the mamoshes of the yain. But by chitin, since he paskens like Levi, that Reiche is love milse in all situations. In all situations. So why does he paskin that if he pass Chamo and Chov yesh psucho? So obviously, the cheat of the Mechaber is that just as Rabbi Yisi says, in regard to Seirim, that it is osea. Why? So according to the Torah says that that is not based upon reiche, because there is mamosha seisea. So mimele the mechaber holds that where it is chovies psucho and paschamo even if it's chitin, so there is also mamosha seisea. In other words, you see, seirim ishev more readily, because wine always evaporates. So it's a question of degree. So mele seirim is shev more readily. Seirim tenchitim. So mele, even if the chovies is megufo, so it absorbs the mamoshes of the yayin. The mamoshes of the yayin. Mashenkin by chitim. So if it is chovies megufo, then it doesn't absorb the mamoshes of the yayin. But if it is a chovies psucho, it's a chovis psucho, and the pas chitin is chamo, so then even in chitin it absorbs. That's the shita of the mechaber. But the mechaber, in respect to pas chamo and chitin, he doesn't follow up the shita of the Rif and Rama. Mutar li sheiv bipiv reyach yayin esach, derech nekev shebichovies, leidai mutei. Now that's rov. That's rov. Now the question is, how does the Rif, the Rif on one hand, he says that Levi and Rove, that's ein hach. On the other hand, he says that Rove miparzike is consistent even with Levi. Why? Because Levi only says that the Eved it's mutarech, but lechatchila is made. And there is lechatchila Rove miparzike. Let's say if bread was baked in the same time, the same oven with meat. So mele, so it's lechatchila. After all, he doesn't have to eat it with milk. He can eat it with meat. He can eat it with parve. He can eat it by itself without anything else. So mele, it's like lechatchila. And lechatchila reiche is milk. Even according to Levi. So the question is, monefshach, if Levi is made that lechatchila reiche is milk, only the Eved is not milk. So why is he matir? And here it's the Be'en, and that's the kasha of the Ran. The Ran asks in Chum against the Rif. Here it should be mochom over there. So lechatchila it's osea, even though he doesn't eat the Be'en of the Reach, he only eats a pas that absorbs the Reach of meat. So he's not allowed to eat that pas together with milk. Al haskamo v'chamo, here he nails the reyach itself, the be'en of the reyach, not in the form of taruves. So al haskamo v'chamo, that it should be also. That's the kasha of the Rav. So what is the teretz and the Rif and the Rambam? I mean, they both follow the same shita. So we have to say now, Teisve says that the reason is why Rove is matir, and so Bishleim, it's not considered a siye, because he holds reich alav milse, so inhaling reich is not considered like drinking. But yainesach is also banoye. So Teisa says, because here there is no real anoye, there is more tzar than too pungent. The reich is so pungent and so strong that it's more unpleasant than anoye, than pleasant. So there is no isranoye. But according to Abaye, it's also on the score of siye. So even though there is more pain, more tzar than enjoyment, still it also, because it's like see it. Mashainkin according to Rove Reich Alav Mil says, so see it isn't. And Anoya there certainly isn't, because it's a very pungent, unpleasant odor. So Mimele, the Pshat could be as follows. True, that Levi is made that Lechatchila Reich is also. But since here it's only the whole Indian, that lechatchila it's osea is only midrabonon, and here it doesn't have anoye, so it's shaloi kidera hachaloson. That's the pshat of shaloi kidera hachaloson, if he doesn't enjoy it. And shaloi kidera hachaloson, even when you eat mamish, is muta midraise. But midrabonon, shaloi kidera hachaloson is osea. Mashinkin bareach, where even with anoye, so it would only be osea it would only be osay amid rabbonon. So the mele where he doesn't enjoy it, which alik the achloson. So even mid rabbonon it's not osay. So it's mutal chatchile. But if Rove had agreed with Rav that Reicha is milse, that Reicha is milse the eved, then it would be osay lechatchile even shalik the achloson. All right. אבל אוסו לטעמי, אף על פי שאיני בילי. ואוסו לזלף יאי נסח שאוסו בנוי. אבל מוטה לזלף סתם יינו. דימוטה בנוי. So יאי נסח, real יאי נסח, is אוסו בנוי, so you can't sprinkle it in the room. Because that's annoy. סק של פלפלין וזנגוויל שמסימים בקנקנקן יאי נסח, מוטה לא ריאמי. So if you put certain spices in the קנקני, So it's mutaloriame. So because so the Shach explains it. Sifrovov, Lifishina Yain Nasim Bemkeach, Vinasin Ken Kidalitana Yain Tam Bitavlim. El Adarab Litina Tavlim Tam Yain. So when he does, why does he do that? To give the tam of the spices in the Yain. Not that the Yain should give a reach in the Yain. Not that Yain should give a reach in the tavlin, so meile it's not awesome. All right. So mutal ariyaben. Avol lipsomim the havdole. Then he says the shach says another tav. V'gamze shemeriach pei einem mechavin lereach hayayin elo lereach hatav. So that's another tav because he's not mechavin. So in other words, according to the first tam appears to say that the reason is why it's mutalo riyabem, because the yayin does not give a reyach in the tavlin. That's why it's mutalo riyach. It doesn't affect the tavlin. The implication being that if it would affect the tavlin, it would be also to be meriach according to the first lashon in the shach. But then the second lashon he says, "V'gam zeh shemeriach bein mecham lereach hayayin el reach hatavlin." So in other words, so it's a dovah shel mischav. Now, but the two lishenes you see represent the two pshatim as to why Rove says that it's muta to inhale the reach to inhale the reach of yainesach. And even though Yanesach is also banoye, so Teisu says, because there is no anoye, there is more unpleasantness, there is more tzar than anoye. That's Teisu's pshat. But Ran in Chum, so here he mentions his klal, that where the Yisar is an Yisar anoye, so if he's not mischavim to have the anoye, even though there is a psikreishe, so it's mutar. In other words, the whole aloha of psikreishe, veloyomus, is considered mischavim, doesn't apply to Yisur anoye. And so since here it's an Isar Anoye, so according to the Ran, even if there will be no unpleasantness, even if there will be a very enjoyable Reach, so it will still be Muta. Because why does he do it? Why does he inhale it? After all, it's not, you can see that from Teisves, it's not even enjoyable and still inhales it. He wants to test the quality of the wine. So he's not Mischavim to have Anoye, but he's Mischavim to inhale it. So, but Mimele is Anoye, so it's a psikreishin. So since it's an Isra Anoye, by Isra Anoye we don't apply the aloche of psikreishin. So the first lotion in the Shach is in accordance with Teisus Pshat, and the second is in accordance with the Ran in Chulun Gidanoshi. Alright. Psomi Avol Lipsomim de Avdole Oser. Why? Because it's a Dva Mitzvah. So since it has some connection with Yainesach, with Havidi Zore, so Mimele, it is possible for Avdoleh because of the aloche of Avtriveyu Noli Fachasecho. We had it already in regard to an arbor that fell into Shemen, so we should not be used in the near Bisakneses. Why? Because Avtriveyu Noli Fachasecho, so it's Mos. So anything that is linked with Avrizore, with Yainesach, so it's possible it was mitzvah. So that's because of Hakreveyon Olef HaChasecho. So that's why Avul Psom Davdol Oseh. Psomim Shlav Lizichob Mikloya Kerem V'Ole also Lori Amen. Because all these things are also Vanoi. Not necessary to go over inside all the Taz and Shach and Zimit of Ches, because I think I discussed it Balpeh. Now, it was mentioned that there are some Rishenim who pasken like Rav, because Rovim Parzik is memre that if pas was baked in the same oven as meat was boiled at the same time, so then you cannot eat that pas with milk. So because of that, Rav Natam, and there are a few other, and the Rabbi Hananel, so they pasken like Rav. However, most Rishenim pasken like Levi. There's the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam. Now, the Mechaber paskens like the Shita of Rif and the Rambam, that the Aloche is like Levi. So the Mechaber paskens that lechatchile it's osea reiche, but the eved it's muta. And according to the Mechaber, the eved it's muta under all circumstances. However, there are more. So he is machmir lechatchile, of course, and even nitana godel, because the Mechaber holds that when is it osea lechatchile, when is it osea lechatchile, that's only if it is itano cotton, but itano godel, so even chatchil it's muter, but they are rishenim who are chilek, so there are more paskins lechatchile that even itano godel it's osea, because there is a certain degree of reiche even itano godel, but the eved he is making even itano cotton, so it's mashma from Roshna the Ramo that even shaloi b'mokei hefsed merube, he is also making the eved. Even the Tanakot, in other words, he's not Chishish, the Ramo is not Chishish for the Shita of Rabban Hananel and Rabban Tam, that Aloch is like Rav. But the Ramo, Paskin, Shaloi, Mokim, Hefset, Merube, so in certain situations, it's also the Eved. Why? Let's see, what situations? If it is, the Tanur is not Potsuach Tzas, or if it's a Dovo Harif, so then, in Shaloi Mokim Hefset Merube, it's also Rabban David. But that's not because the Ramo is Cheshish for the Psak of Rabban Tam and Rabban Hananel. No, but because the Ar Rishenim who say that in view of the fact that the Gemara says, Rishloki says, that Bitanu, that Bechovius Psucho, Bechovius Psucho and Pas Chamon. So it is certainly Osea. So the Shite of the Rif and the Rambam is that Levi rejects that member of Rishlokish. But the Ar Rishenim will say that this member of Rishlokish, that Bechovius Psucho and Pas Chamon, so everybody agrees that it's Osea, is a little bit cool on it. So why? Because there, in such a case, you have a concentration of reiche, an excessive degree of reiche. So mimele, so they say, if it's davar charif, or it's not even posuach tzas, so you also have a concentration of reiche, an abundance of reiche. So even a little bit levi, wherever you have an abundance of reiche, so it's also. That's the reason as to why, shaloi b'mokim hefset merube, the ramo is machmir. But not because he's chayshi shaloi b'mokim hefset merube for the shite, for the psak of Rabbi Hananel and Rabbi Tam. Alright. But there is, there are Rishenim who pasken the treiche is milsi, like Rav. Now, the shite of the Mechaber and the Ramo, they pasken like the Rif and the Rambam. But there is one point in respect to which they don't pasken like the Rif and the Rambam. Because the Rif has two Rishenis. Now he answers he refutes the raya from Rabbi Miparzike that the halacha is like Rav. So he says no, the halacha is not like Rav, and Rabbi Miparzike can accord with Levi too. But then the question arises: how can it accord with Levi? Levi says Reichelav Milse. So why does Rabbi Miparzike say that the past that was baked in the same time, in the same oven with meat, so that pas cannot be eaten with milk? So the reef has two lashonos. One lashon is that Levi is made a lechatchila itzos, and here it's always considered like lechatchila, even though it was already baked, because who forces him? Who forces him to eat it with milk? He can eat other pas with milk, and this pas he can eat with meat or with part of it. So maybe it's lechatchila. And then the other lashon is no, because it's idov since he has ishimush of eter, so it's idov sheish l'matirin, and idov sheish l'matirin afilu velef l'botel. So that's the rif shite, that there is a third category of idov sheish l'matirin, because according to all the other rishonim there are two categories of idov sheish l'matirin. We discussed it in connection with Simen Kuf Beis. One category is where it is destined by the lapse of time, by the automatic lapse of time, to become muter like chodosh or mukte after yomtev chodosh, after the akovas eimer, after tezayin benisen, so to become by virtue of the lapse of time, it will automatically become muter. That's one category of the rishis material. And then there is another category where it's biyode. It's mechutz amayse, but biyode. Biyode, let's say tev. So in other words, biyode, it can be mafish. So these are two categories of Dovash Yishlo Matirin that are according to everybody, but only by Mimimine. According to the Rib, there is a third category of Dovash Yishlo Matirin. And this is even more humble, because the third category of Dovash Yishlo Matirin is a filbel of Lipotl, not only by Mimimine, but even by Min Shaloi Mimine. Chodosh Min Shaloi Mimine is Botl Vishishim. But this... in the third category, even by min shaloi b'minei, afilu bel afilu b'otel. That is the type of dovash yishlo matirin where he has a shimush afeta. So that's the second lashon. So that's the second lashon of the rif, that the reason is why Rabbi Miparzike says that the past that was baked at the same time, in the same oven with meat, so cannot be eaten with milk, is because in as much as he has a shimush of eter, he can simply eat it with milk or with parvo by itself, not with milk, he can eat it with meat, with parvo by itself, he doesn't have to eat it dafke with milk, so he has a shimush of eter, so mele, it's a filabel of the bottle, even min shalabim. But the other Rishonim Achilik come this category of the Dovash Yishlo Matirin. Now the Ramo, so he paskins, v'imofo pas im bosor osol ochli im cholov, im yesh li pasache. Im yesh li pasache. So in other words, because then it's lechatchile. But if only pasache, he doesn't have any other pas that is available for him to be eaten together with milk. So mele it's muta. That is only true according to the first Loshen Deriv. That the reason is why Rav Parzike asked that pas to be eaten with milk is because of lechatchile. So when is it considered lechatchile if he has pas, other pas available that he could eat together with milk? But if he doesn't have other pas that he could eat together with milk, so it's a hardship for him. So it's not lechatchile. Masheinke according to the second lashon, so it doesn't make any difference whether he has other pas available or not. As long as this pas has another shimush of eter, so maybe it's a sheish matirin afilu bel afilu bottle. So that means that the Ramo only passes like the first lashon of the Rif, but not like the second lashon. Now, everybody raises the question against the Rif and the Rambam, according to the Rif and the Rambam, that the reason is to why Rav says that boso shchuto shetzolo in boso nivelo in the same time. So it's also in David because of Reche. It's because Rav Lishitose, he paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, that Mimineas is Mashu, and Reche Milse is not more than Mashu. So the question is, the Gemara is tailored the Machleikes Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, in connection with a pass. Sheinicho paschiti. Sheinicho al chovis. So Rabbi Meir says it's awesome. Rabbi Yehuda says it's muta. Rabbi Yisi says it all depends. Paschitin it's muta, but pas. Passeirin is osa. Mifneshasirim sheaveis. So the Gemara is tailored. So the Gemara says, the Gemara in Tzachim says, Omer Rav Morik Lanoi. הרי דה פס חם הוא נוסנת בחוב וסיין של תרומו רב מיירי זה רבי למטר רבי יסי מטר ושל חיטי ויסי ושל סיירי נשעשיר עם שייבס מה אלך תנוי דה מה סוב עריך להבמילס מה סוב עריך מילסי לילי ויבד את תנוי לרב נעים את תנוי אומר לו חרב דה כולל מריך מילסי להביט מראה לו דהי אומר רב חון בראש לוקיש בפס חם ובחוב יפסוך עוד דברה כלוסה בפס סיינינס וחוביס מגוף הדיבה כמותה, לא ינח לי כל פס חמו, וחוביס חסומו, פס סיינס וחוביס פסוכו, ועונה מכי פס חמו וחוביס פסוכו דם יהיה. סודי כבר שני, זה קודי, כתודה ריב. The whole rationale of Rav is because Rav לשיטו say he passes like Rav Yehuda. That mean be mean he asks me משהו. But here, so first of all, here it's mean שלוי במיני. Here it's mean שלוי במיני. Secondly, here it's Rav Yehuda. Here it's Rabbi Yehuda, and here the Gemara is saying, here is the Gemara saying, on the contrary that the Rav name it Anoi. So what's the pshat? So Rashi says, I mean, all the Rishim explain. In other words, the Rabbi Meir is like Rav, and Rabbi Yehuda is not like Rav. I mean, so the whole Gemara is contrary to the Rishim, and here it's Mishaloi Miminei, and still the Gemara applies the sheet of Rav to this case of Haminiach, pass al chov yeshal trumo, al chov yeshal trumo, whether it's also lizarim or not the pass. But here it's mishaloi b'minei, pass and yai. That's mishaloi b'minei. So how can this aloche of reich milse, which is a mashu, which is not bottled b'minei, have any relevance to mishaloi b'minei? Everybody raises that question. But I think that it's not difficult. You see, the Rif only says that the reason as to why Rav says that Reiche asas the Eved by Nivei Bosa Nivei Lo Shetzole in the same tunnel with Bosa Shal Shchuto is because Rav Lishitos. If Rav had not passed like Rav Yehuda, that mean asas the Mashu, so he would be made that Reiche is not more than Mashu. Not one mashu. But the Gemara here says, Ma'alach Tanoi, the Ma'asov Arich Lav Milsi, Ma'asov Arich Milsi. Lilei Bivad Tanoi, Lirav Neim Tanoi, Omer Lach Rav, the Kula Omer Arich Milsi. Lav Itmara Lo Da'i, Omer Rav Bachon Omer Ish Lokish, Bipas Chamo, Vichov Yis Pesucho, Divrei Hakel Oseh. So even Rabbi Yehuda is made that it's Oseh. So in other words, the Pshat, according to the Rif, the Pshat in the Gemara is, the Pshat in the Gemara is, that according to Rav, so Reiche is like Tam. There is an equation between Reich and Tam. As a matter of fact, this is true according to modern psychology, that there is a connection between Reich and Tam. So that's the reason as to why Rav says Reich and Milsi. But we have a Tam Gomor and we have a Tam Kodesh. Now we learned that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves and the Ramban three shittes. Now suppose the Rishishi in the Heta Negedi Yisya. But you can still detect the Tam. Let's say the Goy tasted it, and the Goy said there is a Tam. So according to Teisves, it's a Tam Kolosh, it's Muta, give me the Rabban. According to Rashi, it's Osa. According to Rashi, it's Osa. In other words, we do not say it's a Tam Kolosh, and it's not considered. And according to the Ramban, makes a compromise. He says it all depends. If you have the Mamoshes of the Yisya, Meyurev, with the Mamoshes of Heta, with Mamoshes of Heter, and the Rishishim in the Heter, in the Mamoshes of Heter, the Rishishim, but you still detect the Tam, so then it's also, even though it's a Tam Kosh. But if you don't have the Mamoshes of the Isa, you just have the Bliya in the Gdeire, let's say you cooked let's say you cooked in a you cooked in the morning, you cooked isa, let's say one kazayis of isa, and then you cooked 60 gzeisim, an hour later you cooked in the same gdeira after you cleaned it out, you cooked 60 gzeisim of heta. 60 gzeisim of heta. So it will be part of bishishim. So it will be part of bishishim, because even if the whole thing was niflat, so it will be part of bishishim. But suppose you tasted it, somebody tasted it, and he tells us there is ita. So in such a case, the Ramban would be made a sitam kosh. If the tam originates in the mamoshes of Isa, so even though there is shishim, so then the Ramban shite is like Rash, that it's osa, we don't say sitam kosh. But if the tam does not originate in mamoshes of Isa, but in the bliya, so then it's like tesis. So we have three shittas. So I'm just mentioning it. So we see that even by tam, there is a difference between tam kosh and the tam gomo. So tam kikya, true, but that's only if it's tam gomo. But if it's tam kolush, so then it's not osa. So mele, according to Rav, reich is milse. There is an equation between reich and tam. But just as vis-a-vis tam kolush, according to Tesvis, is muter, and according to the Ramban, it's also muter if it doesn't originate in the mamoshes. And here, it's not mamoshes, because there is no blie of the mamoshes. There is not even blie of the mamoshes. So certainly not the Gufa Yisa is there. The Mamoshes Gufa Yisa, there certainly isn't. So Ligabe Reiche, there is also such a distinction between Reach Kolush and an excessive Reach. And the Reach Gomo, not the Reach Kolush. So Mimele, so when the Rif says that according to Rav, so Reach is like mashu, so that's the reiche of boso nivele shetzole in boso shchut. So that's not a reagomo. Masheinke in the case some mele, it's so true. Reach is like tam, but tam kolush itself is not osa. How could reah be osa? But because Rav Shite is that. So even though the reyach is a reyach kolush, but if it's like tam, so it's not less than mashu, so maybe it's osa. Mashein kim b'min shaloi b'minei, or mashu doesn't osa. So if the reyach is only a reyach kolush, so then it'll be muta. Mashein kim if it is a chovies psucho v'chas chama. So Rishloki says then everybody is made that it is osa. Everybody is made as osa. Why? What's the difference? There is more tam. There is an abundance. Not tam, I'm sorry. There is more reyach. There is an abundance of reyach. By chovies psucho. Ve pas chamo. So in other words, so then such a reyach is more than mash. It's only the reyach. The reyach in the case of boso nevele shetzole in the same tano with boso shchuto, so there we don't have an abundance of reyach. So mimele it's only mashu. Mashinkin where we have an abundance of reyach like chovies psucho pas chamo. So that's like tam. So it's like tam gomu. So even by mishalei b'mini it's osa. Mishalei b'mini it's osa. So this is the pshat in the Gemara. Lirav lilevi vada tanoi. Lirav neime tanoi. Should we say that according to Rav, it's also a machutolin machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yude? So Rav is only like Rav Meir, but not accord with Rav Yude. So amalach Rav di kula al mereichem milzi. Lavit meralo dahi, omar Rabbi Bachon omar Rishlokish, bipas chamo v'chovis psuchot imre haklosa. Why? Because there we have an abundance of reyach. So it's like tam gomo. So mele it's osa, even by minshalo yuminei. Bipas tzeinin ez v'chovis migufot imre hakl muta. Because then we don't even have a substantial reyach. Then we have a minimum of reyach. So, muta, v'lunech likol pas chamo v'chovis chsumo. Pas tzeinin ez v'chovis psuchot. So that's the machlekes. Vohoname ki pas chamo v'chovis psucho damye. So in other words, so why does Rav say that boso that nevela shetzole bosa nevela shetzole in the same tano with bosa shchuto. So it's also so the Rif says because Rav paskins that mimine asas b'mashu. Why? Because in the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, so the Rav paskins like Reb Yehuda. So in other words, what's the machlekes according to Rav between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda? Let's say by pas sinenes v'chovies psucho, or pas chamo v'chovies chsumo. So what's the machlekes? So there we don't have an abundance of chayach. We just have a substantial quantity of chayach, but not an abundance of chayach. So mimele, according to Reb Meir, it is also considered like a reargomo. And mimele, it's more than mashu. According to Reb Yehuda, no. By pas sinenes, even though it's chovies psucho, so there it's not considered like a tam gomo. It's considered only like mashu. And since it's mentioned with the minei, so Rabbi Yehuda says it's muter. Nivlal, the Yoisarimi Beatsme, Eloshenisari Veno Makir, had betrayed bottom. So, what's Yavish Biyavish? Yavish Biyavish means there is no even distribution. Not only there isn't even distribution, there is no objective Taruvis. It's in our mind that the Taruvis exists. It's a subjective Taruvis. Yavish Biyavish means, let's say, you can have, let's say, one chtiche here at this corner, and two chtiches in another corner, and you don't know one of the chtiches is iser, the other two chtiches are heter, but you don't know which is which. Everyone is aimed in kamei. They can even be aimed in separate rooms, in separate buildings, but you don't know. You know one of the three. So I mean, one of the three is iser, and two of the three are heter. So there is a bittul. So in other words, there is no objective taruvis. The sofik is now mind. It is subjective taruvis. That's yovish biyovish. That's the definition of yovish biyovish. So there is aloche that yovish biyovish. Min b'minei even mid rabbonim is bottle barov. Min shaloi b'minei. So mid rais it's also bottle barov. But mid rabbonon it requires shishim. Why mid rabbonon requires shishim? The shach mentioned that many so many times the task too. Especially the Shach. So in other words, according to most Rishenim, the reason as to why Yovish b'yovish mishalim minim requires mitrabon and shishim because of the possibility he'll cook them together, and then the Yisea will give a tam in the heter if there is no shishim. So meila, even if he didn't cook them together, it's not bottle berov, but it requires shishim. That's the pshat of most shishim, most poskim. The Yisea v'heter, he gives a different tam. He says if it is yovish b'yovish, if it is min b'minei and yovish min shaloi b'minei and yovish b'yovish, so then usually if it is has just rov, not shishim, so it is possible, usually it is possible to identify the isa from the etah, because after all if it's min shaloi b'minei, so many times it has a different appearance. It has a different appearance if it's min shaloi b'minei and if it's yovish b'yovish. So, and many times it has a different name too, I mean, if it's min shaloi b'minei. So, mimele, it's possible. So, if it's la'ab'lach, so you just don't see it. But if it's yovish b'yovish, so it means you see each chaticha separately. So, it's possible to identify. But it's not the case, we're not dealing with the case of nikarisa. Then, so midraisa there is no beetle, and even with the rishishim there is no beetle. But since many times by yovish b'yovish min shaloi b'minei, so with difficulty it's possible to determine and distinguish the isa from the heter. So mele the chachomim mo misakein that in all cases, even if it's impossible to identify the isa from the heter, if there is no shishim, it's not. That's the Yisa v'hetastam. But most Rishonim say that the reason is why the Chachomim or Misaki, that Yovish b'Yovish is not bottle berov, it requires shishim because of the possibility lest he'll cook them together, then it will give it tam. Now the question arises, suppose he cooks them together and he gives it tam. So then it will be osar if there is no shishim, because he'll give it tam. But that again should be told in the machlekes, the Rashba and the Rosh. We have a basic machlekes right here. We have it between the Rashba and the Rosh. Yovish b'yovish. So the Rosh chad b'trei. So the Rosh says that one is allowed lechatchila even with the rabbonon to eat the three chatichas together. And you cannot say, but he certainly eats the Yisea. The answer is just as in Tarugas of Flar Belach, so it's Isa Nepach Leheter, so by Yovish B'Yovish it's also Isa Nepach Leheter. So Mimele, he shouldn't have any pangs of conscience in eating all the three chatichas together with Basachas, because the thing that was Klapishmaye, Galia, that it was Osea, now it's Muter. As long as objectively there is Itarugas and it is Sofik to us, so it becomes Muter. So that's the shita of the Rosh. But the Rashbo shita is no. He cannot eat all the three chatichas basachas. The Rashbo shita is that he can eat all the three chatichas. The same person can eat all the three chatichas. But b'zehachaze, the shita is in chum and in zvochim that even the same person is not allowed to eat mirabonon all the three chatichas. But the Rashbo shita is that the same person is allowed to eat b'zehachaze. Not like they say that even Bozeach Hazeh, the same person cannot eat all the three chatichas. The Rashba Shiti is that the same person, Bozeach Hazeh, can eat all the three chatichas. But Basachas not. Now, so, the Asam Achreinim who assume that the Pshat in the Rashba is that by Yovish B'Yovish, so there is no halacha of Isa Nepach Leheter. But by Yovish B'Yovish, the whole din of Bitl of Yovish B'Yovish is based upon the Biru of Kol Diporish, Merubi Porish. So mele, it's not shayach to say kol diporish merube porish if he eats all the three chatichas together. But I said no. I mean, this is not a pshat. The Rashbo is also made that by yovish b'yovish there is a halacha of isa nepach leheter. Just as there is by lar b'lach. But there is one fundamental difference between taruves, the beetle of lar b'lach, and the beetle of yovish b'yovish. By the beetle of lar, by the beetle vis-a-vis lar b'lach, so the Isa Nepach Leheter is not based upon a din of Biru of Kol Diporish. You couldn't say Kol Diporish by Lar B'Lach. Lar B'Lach means even distribution. So you know that in every unit of the Taruves, you have Isa and Heter, there is a certain ratio. There is a certain ratio, let's say 1 to 60, I mean. So 1 to 61. So I mean, it's 60 heter and one isa. So you have the ratio of 1 to 61 in every unit of the Talmud. So you couldn't say the bureau, you couldn't apply the bureau of Kol Polish, Mechubi Polish, but it's the aloche, even though we know that in every unit of the Taruves, there is Yisea, it becomes Lepachlet. Masheinke. So the Rosh Hite is the same thing is true of Yovish B'Yovish. Also, Yisea Lepachlet. Without, it's not based upon the bureau of Kol Polish. Masheinke, the Rosh Hite is, no. By Lach B'Lach, where there is even distribution, where there is an objective, Taruves, so then, there is a loch of Yisrael Pelaheta just like that, at the very outset. Masheiki by Yovish B'Yovish, where objectively there is no Taruves. It's objectively, there is no mix-up. The mix-up exists in our minds. It's only subjective Taruves. So, Mimele, too, there is a loch of Bittl, but this a loch of Bittl is based upon the bureau of Kol Polish. In other words, so if one chetiche of Isa was mixed up in our minds with tuchtiches of Heter, so we say in as much as vis-a-vis each individual chatiche, so we can apply the bureau of Kol Polish. We have three chatiches. So vis-a-vis each individual chatiche, we can assume Kol Polish and Rube Polish. There is Rove Heter. So Mimele, even if Tlapishmai is Galie, that this particular chatiche is dafke is true, Kol Polish, whatever you love, it could be the other way. I mean, it always happens that that something it takes place not in accordance with love, because there is a miyu too. So the halacha is that as long as the biru of Kol Polish takes effect in respect to each individual chatiche, so even if Klapishmai is galiyek, that this individual chatiche, that the chatiche in question, happened to be the chatiche of Yisea, not from the Rov, so it's still Nepach Leheter. But first, we must establish the Biru of Kol Polish in respect to each individual Chatiche. Then, the Halacha of Isa Nepach Leheter can take effect. So maybe the Rashba says, so if it's one Chatiche at a time, even though it's the same person, but let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning, he eats one Chatiche. So when he eats the one chatich at 9 o'clock in the morning, there is the biru that this is of the two heter. So even if Klapishmai is gali, it's not heter, it is nefach leheter. Then at 10 o'clock he eats another chatich, so we say that this is the heter. And the iser is either the chatich that he already ate, or in the chatich that is not eating now. And the same thing is true when he eats the third chatich. Masha'in came if he wants to swallow all the three chatiches at the same time. So then we couldn't say that in respect to his achille there is the biru of Kol Polish, because he eats the heretofore iser also. So Mimele, since the biru of Kol Polish is not established in respect to the this achille, so there is no aloche of isa nepach leheter. But now, who is the cheating? So there are a number of achreinim who say that the shittes Rashbi is that the whole din of bittul of Yovish B'Yovish is a din of biru of Kol Polish. But it's not so. It's not so. First of all, the Taz himself points out in several places. We already had it in the Taz that the Rashbi is made that midraise one is allowed to eat all the three chatiches together, but it's only midrabbanon. So why is he allowed midraise to eat? Because of Isa Nepach Leheter. So, but midrabbanon, according to Rashbo, so the biru of Kol Polish has to be established before we apply the din of Isa Nepach Leheter. But then there is such a shita. But that's the shita of the Teisus Ridim Vavabas. There's the shita of the Teisus Ridim Vavabas, Chalkes Sabbati. So the Teisus Ridim Vavabas holds that the whole din of Yovish B'Yovish, of Bittul B'Rov Yovish, is not a halacha of Isa Nepach Leheter, but it's a halacha of Kol Polish and Rov Polish. Midrais. And according to this read, not only one is not allowed to eat all the three chatiches mibasachas, but even bazeachaze is not allowed, midrais is not allowed. And not only that one is not allowed to eat all the three chatiches bazeachaze, according to this read, even two chatiches is not allowed to eat bazeachaze. One person, according to this read, is only allowed to eat one chatiche. So in respect to that person, we can apply the halacha of all the polish mechal polish. Another person can eat another chaticha of the three chatichas. But the same person, even bazeh hazeh, is not allowed to eat all the three chatichas. It's not even the two chatichas. Because if he eats two chatichas, so he cannot say, I'm a fine Jew, because on the basis of all the polish, so the he ate the Yisrael. So one person is only allowed to eat one chatich. Even Bazaar Hazeh is not allowed to eat more than one chatich. He's not allowed to eat one chatich. There's a taste of chitte, but the taste of chitte is yochid. I mean, Shechono doesn't even mention the taste of chitte in Lobaz. Now, let's see here. Chticha shein royal ischavish nisavu bacheretz, min bimino yovish biyovish. The haine shein yivlal v'yisarim et ba'atzmei, elo shein yisari v'einim akire. Chad bitrei bot, umuta leochlo no domechot, kol echot bifnei atzmo. Aber lo yeichal shlosh dom yachad. Who she is that? The Rajb. Not the Rosh. He doesn't pass like the Rosh. Lo yichol shlosh tom yachad. V'yeish mi she'is ya lo'och lo modomechot afin zeh hachazeh. That's the sheet of thesis. In chum, in zvochi. That afilu zeh hachazeh. Now, let's see the Taz. Chad b'trei botol, tzifale, v'chsiv achirab l'atis. V'lo yichmiru rabon l'atzer samach. Kiven shein ruya lishabit, rak shechmiru, shelo yeichal shlosh tom keechot, do mimonef shechich lo yisa b'sachire. So again, he emphasizes that according to the Rajbo, that it's also to eat all the fichtiches together with basachas, so it's only the rabbonon shechmiru, the chachomim omach, midraise. He reiterates that. He already mentioned it in previous simonim, several times. So here he reiterates that. Shechmiru, shelo yeichal shlosh tom keechot, do mimonef shech. Eich Eloisa Beisachi. Alright. So, yes. He's not different according to the Taz. He's not different at all than the Rosh on the Raisa level. But he differs from the Rosh on the Rabbonon level. The Rosh holds that even with the Rabbonon. So, he's allowed to eat all the Tichtichas together, and the Rajba says, no, with the Rabbonon not. Why with the Rabbonon not? So, there are some Achaimim who explain it with the Rabbonon. So there is no bitl of, there is no of halacha of Isa Nepach Leheta, midrabono, according to the Rajbo. No, but it doesn't seem like that. The Rajbo is made that even midrabono there is halacha of Isa Nepach Leheta by Yavish Biyavish. But the Rajbo Shite is, according to the Taz explanation, that midrabono, the halacha of, the Chalizdin of Isa Nepach Leheta is based upon the establishment of Koldipolis. Only when Kol Diporish takes effect. But vis-a-vis three chtiches and achile of three chtiches together, there is no Kol Diporish. So mele, midirabonon, there is no din of Isa Nepachlet. Now Ramo, v'chein yi yeishwinik lechatchile. In other words, like the second Rosh in the Mechaber. So the Mechaber doesn't even mention the shita of the Rosh. But he mentioned the shita of the Rajbo and the shita of Teisves, that is more homo than the shita of the Rajbo. That all the fichtiches cannot be eaten by the same person, even Moshe Hazeh. So there are more paskas like that, like the sheet of Tesis. But then there is another chumre, that's the sheet of Rashi Navidizore. Rashi Navidizore says that by every yovish be yovish, so you have to throw out one in order that you should be able to be tailored the one that you threw out. That's the one the Isa. Even though from the point of view of probability, of chances, so it's not the Isa. But as long as there is a possibility, even though it's a remote possibility, so maybe you can be taken. That's Rashi. But all the other, what's the mocker of Rashi? The Mishnah in Trumo. In other words, Trumo is bottle be'achod umeyo. So the halacha is that you have to take out one portion, one measure. So all the other Rishonim say that's only halacha gabi Trumo, because Trumo, besides the Yisra, there is a din momenes of momen hashevet. So if, let's say, one measure of Trumo was Nisarev with 100 measures of Chum, so besides the Yisra, there is an Ian of Momenes. In other words, so the Kehen owns a Chilek in that crop, in that Aruves. So we merely have to take out one and give it to the Kehen because of the Momenic Aloch. But it has no application to Yisuri. But Rajashit is no. It's Aloch in all Yisuri. So the Ramo says v'chein yili shlichatchile v'yesh machmirin lehashlich echod elitnuli v'tichovin hagoy sharidurim shimaram v'rash v'abizore davayin dalet amudalet v'yine lechum rebaun. But this Rashi Shita is only a Chumra Baum. In other words, he says that it's all right, it's a proper thing, but it's Mikra Medine, we don't have to be Cheshish for Shita's Rashi. V'chol zeh, the Ramos says, k'shinisari v'minei. Avol k'shaloi b'minei, v'imakirei, afil yovish v'yovish, sorich shishi. Afil yovish v'yovish, sorich shishi. V'in chilek b'chol zeh, b'inu yisea midrabono, no midera yisea. Im nisarvu kelim biyachad. So the Ramos says there is no difference between yovish biyovish in the nisar raise and yovish biyovish in the nisar rabono. So the pashtes haloshen of the Ramo indicates that according to the Ramo there is no distinction whatsoever between nisar raise and nisar rabono, but the distinction is between mimimine and mishaloi. So if it is that always of mimimine yovish biyovish, so even if it's a shaloi and a raise, so it's got to be rov. If it is mishaloi bimine, even if it's only nigei and nisar rabono, let's say you have one chtiche of sari b'cholov. Or Nevelim de Rabbonon. You can have Nevelim de Rabbonon too. So Nevelim de Rabbonon is Nisari with Adach Tichas Aveta. So if it's Mimimimimei, so then it's got to be Rov. If it's Minshalay Bimimimei, it requires Shishim, even though it involves a Nisar Rabbonon. That's the Pashtus Haloshin of the Ramon. The Shach discusses that and he mentions the Raya from Yerzeruah that in as much as the whole requirement of Shishim in Yovish B'Yovish Mi Shaloi B'Mine is itself Midrabanon, because Midraisi Mi Shaloi B'Mine, if Mi Shaloi B'Mine is bottle B'Rov, but the Chachomim are Misakin according to most Rishonim because of Yichshoshe, maybe he'll be Mivashel together and so on. So Mimele that the Rabbanon that Yovish B'Yovish Mi Shaloi B'Mine requires Shishim only applies to a Yovish B'Yovish Mi Shaloi B'Mine in the Nisad Reis, but Yovish B'Yovish Mi Shaloi B'Mine in Nisad Rabbanon. Since mit Reise, even by a Nisa der Reise. So, Yovish be Yovish, Mishal Yimine is but a Rav. So, by Nisa der Rabbonon, even mit Rabbonon, we don't need. So, and then he says, and that's the Shita of the Shach. And he mentions a Raya from Nozoa. And then he says, from the Ramo, it's Mashma, not like that, because the Ramo says, Vein Chiluk Bechol Zeh, Bein Moisa, mit Rabbonon, and mit Reise. So, he says, no, but there is a raya from the Zeruah, not like the Ramo. Then he says at the end, there is no raya muchachas that this is the pshat in the Ramo, because it's possible that when the Ramo says veinchilu b'chol zeh beino yiseh midrabono or midraiseh, so he means because there is one zeh Zeruah, there is a stira between two Zeruahs. There is an apparent stira between two Zeruahs, but there is one layer Zeruah, which purports to say that by Nisa de Rabbanon, so Yovish B'Yovish can be bottled Chad B'Chatu. It's a very strange thing. So it's possible that when the Ramo says V'Enchilu B'Chol Zeh Beinu Yisa Mid Rabbanon Lo Mid Raise, so he means that if it is Min B'Minei, so it requires Rov, regardless whether it involves an Isra Raisa Isra Rabbanon. Even if it involves only an Isra Rabbanon, it still requires Rov. And it's not Batel Chad B'Chad. Not like the Erzeruah, which purports to say that by an Isra Rabbanon, so Yovish B'Yovish is Batel Chad B'Chad. And the Shach says that the Erzeruah himself only applies to an Isra Rabbanon of Min B'Mine. So then we need Chad B'Chad. So Chad B'Chad becomes bottom. Masha'im ki min shaloi b'min Yisra Rabbanon. So there is who I will agree that we need Rov. And this is how he reconciles the two Yerzeruahs. Because there is one Yerzeruah which purports to say that Yovish B'Yovish in the Rabbanon doesn't even require Rov. So Chad B'Chad is bottom. Chad B'Chad is bottom. There is another Yerzeruah that purports to say that it requires Rov. So, there is a stira. So the Shach reconciles the two Yerzeruahs. The Yerzeruah that says that the Nisar Rabbonon, even Chad B'Chad is bottle, has reference to a Yovish B'Yovish, Darus Yovish B'Yovish, Chad B'Chad, Min B'Mine. Min B'Mine. So even by Chad B'Chad, it's bottle. Then, but the Yerzeruah that purports to say that it's but Behov has reference to Yovish Biyovish, Biyovish Biyovish, Mishaloi Bimine. Mishaloi Bimine. So we don't have that Kule, that even Chad Bechad is but. This is what the Shach says. But then, so he says, but from the Ramo it's Mashma that Mishaloi Bimine requires, the Pashas HaLoshon Ramo indicates that by Mishaloi Bimine, even if it involves an Isra Bonon, it requires Shishi. But then he says at the end of Shach, maybe that when the Ramo says, V'inchilu b'chol zeh b'nei Yisam l'Rabonon mid'ra'i seh, so he has reference to Mim B'mine. So in other words, La'afuke, the Shite of the Yazahua, that by Mim B'mine, I mean according to the Shach's Pshat, that by Mim B'mine, so in the Nisan Rabbonon, so Yovesh B'Yovesh, so even Chad B'Chad is bottle. Even Chad B'Chad is bottle. So this is what Ramo means. Bashein Kein Ligabe, Min Shaloi B'mine, so the Ramo says that it requires Shishi. And that, even by Nisad Reis, it requires Shishim only in the Rabbanon. So maybe, vis-a-vis, and Nisad Rabbanon, Min Shaloi B'Mine, the Ramo would be made that even with the Rabbanon, it would be bottled off. And when he says, V'chein Chilu B'Chose B'Nisad Rabbanon, Mid Reis, he's limited. He limits himself to Min B'Mine. But Min Shaloi B'Mine, vis-a-vis Min Shaloi B'Mine, maybe the Ramo will be made that there is a difference between an Issa Reis and Issa Rabbanon. Issa Reis, so while Mid Reis it's Bottle Behov, Min Shaloi B'Mine, but Mid Rabbanon requires Shishim, but an Issa Rabbanon. So even Mid Rabbanon it's Bottle Behov, and it doesn't require Shishim. Alright, but the Pashas HaLoshon is as the Shach himself concedes. The Ramoshit is veinchilu b'chol zeh b'nei Yisam l'Rabbanon mid Reise, that even by mean that there is no difference bein in regard to min b'minei between the Reise and the Rabbanon, and bein in regard to min shaloi b'minei. So in other words, min shaloi b'minei bein the Reise bein the Rabbanon requires shishim, and min b'minei bein the Reise bein the Rabbanon requires all. Alright, there's the Pashtes HaLoshon of the Ramon. Now, the second thing. Yovish b'yovish, shenizbatil chad b'trei, im bishlon kulom k'echot, v'afilu le'echil kol echot b'fnei atzmei, oser, im ein shom shishim, m'pnei she'oreite b'nei sintam, v'nivla b'chatichis, v'mreitze levashlon yachad, v'ein shom samech, mutal harvis aleyen k'deshi o shishim o levashlon, v'ein b'mishim vat l'isa. Now here, the mechaber again passes like the Rashba. Not like the Rosh, because according to the Rosh, that by Yovish B'Yovish, you are allowed to eat all the Svichtichas together. Why? Because even though you definitely are going to eat the Iseah, but the Iseah, the heretofore Iseah, was already converted into Heter. So maybe why should it be also to be Mivashel together? You're allowed to eat the Svichtichas together. Why shouldn't you be allowed to be Mivashel together? The only reason as to why you're not allowed to be Mivashel together is because the Iseah will definitely give a time in the heta. So what? And if you eat all the tichas together, you'll certainly feel the tam of the iser. If you eat them with vasachas, so but the iser is nepach leheta. So it should be allowed. It should be mutar to be mivashal them together too. But the answer is that the mechaber didn't even mention the roshite. He the mechaber mentioned in Sif Aleph to Lishenes one loshen is the Rashba shite that Basachas one person is not allowed to eat all the three tichas together, and then second loshen is even a bigger chumre that even Basachase one person should not eat all the three tichas, but definitely be Basachas all the three tichas, definitely not. So he doesn't even consider the shite Rosh. So in other words, he agrees with the shite Rashba, and in one loshen is even machmir beyond the Shittas Rashba. So Mimele he says, Yovish b'yovish is battle habitrei, im bishlon kulom kechot, v'afil echol kol echol b'vnei atzmei yoser, im ein shom shishim, m'pnei she'oreitiv b'nei sintam, v'nivla b'chtiches. Nivla b'chtiches. Now, but then the Mechaba says, so to be mevashel together it's oser, because then it's like eating them together. But v'im reitze levashel yachad, ואין שם סמך, מוטל הרביס עליהם כדי שיר שישים, ולבשלון, ואין בין שמבט לישר. Now, why isn't there an Iser of Imivat L'Nisar L'Chatchile? Why isn't there an Iser of Imivat L'Nisar L'Chatchile? According to the Rosh, so it's Oser. It's Oser to... to eat them, to eat the Shrichtichas together, so Mimele should not be Meisiv. So the answer is, so the Rashba himself says, because it's only Oseh to eat the Shrichtichas together, but Bezeach Hazeh it's Muta. So Mimele, the Aloche, the Iseh of Imvatn Yisrach Hatchile doesn't apply to such a case. When is there any Aloche of Imvatn Yisrach Hatchile? If at the very outset, you're not allowed to eat each individual Chticha by itself. So then, you're not allowed to be Meisiv. Mashenkin, here you can take out one chticha at a time and eat it. So Mimele, there is no iser of imvat l'mislachatchil. Now then, Ramos says, V'yeshemri, v'imnei da'at haruves, now that's the sheet of the Rosh. V'yeshemri, v'imnei da'at haruves, kidim shenizbash lo biyachat, hakel shore, den chizrim v'nesorim miyachat shenizbat lo biyovish. V'imokim hefzed, yeshlis mechadivri amakilim, ulehadim. So it sounds strange, the Ramon. Because you see, we saw that the Mechaber was so machmir, he didn't even mention the Shittas Rosh, that one is allowed to eat all the three chtichas together. He didn't even mention it. And the Ramon, but he mentioned the Shittas Rashbo, that Bibasachas, one person cannot eat all the three chtichas together, and then he mentioned another Losh in Sif Aleph, that even Bazachazeh, one person is not allowed to eat. That's Tesis. But the Shittas Rosh, he didn't even mention. Now, and then the Ramon, the Ramo says, V'chein yesh linik l'chatchile, like the second Loshin Mechaber, like Shittas HaTesis, not like the Shittas HaRashbo. So in other words, so the Ramo is more machmir than the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber mentions today's as to whether Bozeach HaZeh, one person is allowed to eat the Frichtiches or not. And the Ramo says, no, l'chatchile, one person should not even eat Bozeach HaZeh the Frichtiches. So he's more machmir than the Mechaber. But here, so Memele, whatever Chumre, the Mechaber paskens, the Ramo certainly should pass. So, since the Mechaber paskens that even the Eved like the Rashbo, and he doesn't rely on the Shittas HaRashbo, even the Eved, I mean, on Shittas HaRosh, even the Eved, and even the Eved, so certainly the Ramo should not rely on the Shittas HaRosh. But you see that the Ramo, the Eved, he paskens like he relies on the Shittas HaRosh, b'mokim efsed. So he says, "V'yeshem rim." That's the Shittas HaRosh. "V'imnida taru v'eskinin shenizbash lo biyachat hakol shore den chizrim v'nisorim me'acha shenizbat lo biyovish me'acha shenizbat lo biyovish." So the Ramo. That's the Shittas HaRosh. But why? Because Isar is nepach leter. But when does the Rosh apply his shite that you are allowed to eat all the tichtichas together only when it's nida taru v'es? Then there is a din of bitl of Isa Nepach Leheter, but as long as it's not Neidat Aruves, so then there is no din of bitl, because in order that the din of bitl of Isa Nepach Leheter should take effect, so the subjective element is necessary. In other words, when can we say Isa Nepach Leheter according to the Rosh? Only if he's cognizant, if the Balat Aruves is aware of the fact that there is Aruves. But if he's not aware of the fact that there is Aruves, so then we don't say that the Yisar is Nepach Leheter. So Mimele, when, according to the Rosh, it's Muta to be Mivashe, the Taruves of Yovish B'Yovish together in one part, if he's cognizant of it, so then the subjective element is present, so Mimele, the Yisar, the Beetle takes effect, and the Yisar is Nepach Leheter. But suppose, let's say, Ruvens Tuch tiches became mixed up. Tuch tiches of Eter became mixed up with one chtiche of Isa. Ruvens. And Ruven didn't find out about it. Somebody else did it. Shimon mixed it up. Ruven doesn't know. Ruven is out of town. Shimon mixed up one chtiche of Isa belonging to Ruven with the tuch tiches of Eter belonging to Ruven. Shimon did it. And Ruven is out of town. He doesn't know anything about it. So Shimon is not allowed to be mivashal them together, because in as much as the Balat Aruves does not know about it, so that the Beetle doesn't take effect. So Mimele, if it's mivashal, so then the Yisar will give Tam in the Heter. So everything will become Oseh. So even according to the Rosh, it's muta to be mivashal together only if he is cognizant. If it's Nidat Aruves. So that's why he says, V'yeshem in the Nidat Aruves, Kinesh Nizbash L'Biyachad, Hakel Shore, Den Chizu Nisori, Ma'achash Nizbat L'Biyovish, but only if Nidat Aruves, but not if it's Loi Nidat Aruves. So he says, now, this is a Bikule, but the Mechaber doesn't even mention the Kule of the Rosh. He paskens, he mentions two chumres, either the Rashbos chumre or even the Biya chumre, the Shita of Teisves, but the Shita of Rosh, he doesn't even mention. So, in the Ramor, he paskens lechatchile like the second Shita, the second Rosh in the Mechaber. So, you would expect that he certainly would not be makel than the Rosh, but the Ramor, bimokim hefzed, he is makel like the Rosh. So, shaloi bimokim hefzed lechatchile is machmiya for Shita Teisves, that even with the Achazer one is not allowed to eat on the Tvichtiches. But bimokim hefzed, he relies even on the Shita of Rosh. Now, so it's mashma from that Ramor, after all, I mean, Shaloi b'mokim hefzed, so is chayshishim for shittas ha-teisves, that even b'zeach hazeh one person should not eat all the tichtiches, and b'mokim hefzed he relies even on the shittas ha-rosh. Why is it so? Apparently the Ramo agrees with the Taz that when the Rashbo is chilek on the Rosh, he is only chilek on the Rosh on a Rabbonon level, but on a Raisa level he is not chilek on the Rosh. So since the machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rosh is only on the Rabbonon level, so merely b'mokim hefzed, since we don't have any chashash de raise, it's only in the game of the Rabbanon, so Mokim Hef said we can rely on the Rosh. But Shaloi Mokim Hef said we have to be chashish not only for Shidas Rashbo, we even have to be chashish for the Shidas Ateismus. For the Shidas Ateismus. Alright, now, here let's see. Now there are two very important small shachs here. Now, Gimu, in the shach, Shein Yivlal. Because of a bach, the kemar b'kemach, given the nivlal mikhalar belach. So, in other words, and that's the shita of most poskim. V'chein kos of mari, b'trumas adeshen, simen kufidal shem esmak, v'besios v'dakimeishe b'chaim, simen tof mem zayin. V'chein kos b'chidish arashbo, v'chein b'teis l'zvochim. Udeloi kemashma b'teis l'spirik oro, the kemar b'kemach, lo yahave kelar belach, elo kishur iseach. Elo kishur iseach. In other words, so there is a shita that kemah b'kemach, when you mi'arev kemach heter with kemach iser, so that's considered like yovish b'yovish, not lar b'lach. There is such a shita, but it's, we don't pasken like that. We pasken like Rav Rishayim, that kemah b'kemach has a din of lar b'lach. In other words, that shita that says that kemah b'kemach is yovish b'yovish, so assumes that lar b'lach means if it's a liquid. If it's a liquid, not if it's a salad, if it's the aruves of two salads. But most Rishayim hold, no, it's an expression, lar belach, because usually, lar belach, the definition of lar belach is even distribution. Even distribution. So usually, when you make a solution, you see, we make a solution of two liquids, or when you dissolve a salad in a liquid, so you have even distribution. But when you mix two solids, so usually you don't have even distribution. But kemah b'kemach, you can affect even distribution, even though it's two solids. It's two solids. So memele, it's considered lar belach. Lar belach is only an expression. It means even distribution. So memele, kemah b'kemach, where you have even distribution, so it's considered like lar belach. This is the way it passes. Alright, now here there is a lot of discussion on Sivov in the Shach. I mentioned it when we discussed the Shach, when we went over the long Shach in Simen Kuf Zayin in connection with Dogim and Beitzim. I mean, so the Marshal says, the Marshal and the Ramor both assume that Rabbi Shimshin Skule applies not only to Beitzim, not only to Dogim, it applies to Beitzim as well. And the Shach says no. So the Primigodim says this is Lishut Asai. Now, so here is this Shach. Chad b'trei bottle. Now, so the Shach says b'trei bottle, Sivov, Kaleim Abirov, Kedichsiv, Achri Rabim Lahatis, Vafil Lekerov, Elo Behanach Trei, Shem Ktanim Neisya, is bottle. Now, so there are two pshotim. There are two pshotim in that Shach. I mentioned at that time the name of the Primigodim, that this Shach is saying that Rov, by Yovish B'Yovish, does not mean cave. It means more, not cave. Not cave. Why, that's the Pshat of the Primigodim in the Shach. But there is another Pshat in the Shach. So I mean, according to the Pshat in the Primigodim, in this Shach, so merely that Shach in Simen Kuf Zayin is Lishit Asai. Now, What did I mention then? That there is a machlekes rishenim and a machlekes achrenim. What does Rav mean? Does Rav mean more or Rav means careful, double? So, the Shirim Kobetzes in Beitzed, Avdalah, it says that Rav means more, not double. And in other words, suppose two chtiches of Iser are mixed up with three chtiches of Eta. So you have more, but you don't have double. In order to have double, so you have to have a mix-up of between two chtiches of Iser and four chtiches of Eta. Suppose you have two chtiches of Iser are mixed up with three chtiches of Eta, not four chtiches of Eta. So the Shin Kubetzes in Beitzed, Avdalet says that there is big more. Rob means more, not double, not cave. And the Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samaches, in discussing their Tamkikya, so he mentions Rav, so he also says it doesn't mean careful, it means more. It means more. These are the Rishenim who explicitly say that Rav means more, not careful. But then the Berekabais, the whole Berekabais, Bais Dalet Shabbais, he says explicitly that Rav means careful. So in other words, if Tuchtiches of Isa will be mixed up with Tuchtiches of Eter, there is no beetle. Only if Tuchtiches of Isa will be mixed up with Tuchtiches of Eter. Three with six. Four with eight. I mean, and so on. That's the one Rishon who says it explicitly, so is the Dor. There are many who are Midayik from the Roshon, I mentioned that, from the Roshon of the Rambam in Perek Tesvov, in Ilchas Macholes Asures. They are Midayik, but it's not Muchach from the Roshon Rambam. Now, so the Primigodim says that the Shach Shite, now the Marshal, so he says that Rov means cave, not just more. Now the Primigodim says the Shach Shite is that Rov means Rov, more, not cave. And he mentions it, he finds it in this Shach, but it's not so muchach in this Shach. Bitrei bottle, klima b'rov, ki dichsi v'achirabim v'atis, v'afil lekerov, el b'hanach trei, sheim k'tani mi oyiseh, sheim k'tani mi oyiseh, is bottle. So what does it mean? So the Primigodim explains the Shach, that what does it mean? Suppose, v'afil lekerov, el b'hanach trei, sheim k'tani mi oyiseh, in other words, suppose you have two small chatiches, and then you have one chatiche of Isa. Now this chatiche is a larger chatiche than either chatiche of Eta, but so this chatiche is larger than each one of these two chatiches of Eta, but the size, the total size of the two chatiches of Heter is more than this single chatiche of Isa. So there is bit. This is how the Primigodim explains Vishach. In other words, so what does it mean? What does it mean? It's bottle. It means it's bottle because it's more, even though it does not have. He does not have careful. In other words, even though he does not have careful, so still it's good. This is how he explains. Now you'll see here the Pisri Chubin. Now the Pisri. But there is another Shaila. The Shach could be explained in another way. You see. Because there is a Machlekes Achreinim where the Bitul Rov means Rov Minyan or it means Rov Binyan. The Primigodim in the Shara Taruves. Now the Primigodim here has his Perush on the Shach and the Taz. So the Mishbitz Ezov, that's the Perush and the Taz. The Sifsidaz, that's the Perush and the Shach. But before that, he has a quite a psichen introduction. So he has his Shara Taruves. So the Primigodim in the Shara Taruves, it's Chilik Aleph, Perik Aleph. So Chilik Aleph, Perik Aleph in the Shara Taruves. So he mentions the raya from Mitzvah Sarajba. It's Simen Reisha and Beis and Reisha and Gimel. So he's medayik from the Chumash Rashba that the rov means not rov minyan, but it means rov binyan. And according to the Primigodim, so rov binyan is effective. Bein likule, bein lechumre. The important thing is rov binyan, not rov minyan. Bein likule, bein lechumre. So what does rov binyan mean? Suppose rov minyan means that if you have one chticha of isa, and then you have a chticha of eter, but the chticha of isa is a small one. The chticha of isa is a gigantic one. So you have rov binyan. But you don't have rov minyan because this is one chaticha and this is one chaticha. Let's say this is the chaticha sisa. I mean, there is a chaticha seter, and there is a chaticha seter that is larger. So we have a rov. So you have rov binyan, but you don't have rov minyan. So according to the primigodi, so there is big, because there is rov binyan. The nefesh achayo, now so the primigodi discusses it in Chiyuv Sharat Arumes Chemikal and Perikal. And then the nefesh achayo, Rav Chaim Loza Bats, in Shalos Chumis nefesh achayo yeredei yasimim and vov, he is chelik. And he says that bein likule bein lechumre, rov means rov minyan, not rov binyan. So bein likule bein lechumre. So suppose you have a taruves of iser and heter, and if you are sure that there are two chatiches heter, as against one chatiches iser, even though there is a possibility that the one chatiches iser happens to be the gigantic one, you don't know. But there is a possibility that the chatiches iser might be the gigantic chatiches. The gigantic chatiches. But the chatiches heter, if the chatiches iser is the gigantic chatiches, so then there are two chatiches heter. Then there are two chatiches heter. But the two chatiches heter are small ones. So according to Nefesh HaChayo, there is a bit of a rov, because there is rov binyan. According to Primigodi, no, there wouldn't be any bit of a rov, because there is no rov binyan. So the important thing according to Primigodi is rov binyan, not rov minyan. Not rov minyan. Alright. So, and according to Nefesh HaChayo, so the important thing is rov minyan, not rov binyan. Bein likule, bein lechumre. Now the Darki Tshuve, I didn't see the Knesset Agdeilo because it's not available, the Knesset Agdeilo. So the Darki Tshuve in Simen Kuftes, so I think it's Simen, I didn't mark it down. I think it's Sif Chov Dalet in Darki Tshuve. So he mentions the Tshuve of the Knesset Agdeilo, and it's very mistaba like the Knesset Agdeilo. So the Knesset Agdeilo says that in order to have Bitl Berov, we must have both rov minyan and rov binyan. But that's a third chitta, the Knesset Agdeilo. Because according to the Rikodi, the important thing is rov binyan. Minyan is not important. And according to the Nefesh HaChayo, the important thing is rov minyan. Even if there is a possibility that the Chticha Siseh in Kamus has more than the two Chticha Seteh, so then, according to the Nefesh HaChayo, there is bitul. Just one second. So there is bitul. But the sheet of the Knesset Agdeilo is that in order we should have bitul, so we must have both. We must have rov minyan and rov binyan. So in other words, if you have, let's say, if you are sure the two chtiches are as against one chtiche of isa, and you are also sure that the two chtiches of heter.